The political and legal wrangling over Terri Schiavo ended last week with her death at a Florida hospice, but the event highlighted longstanding anger among many conservatives toward the judiciary, and their fury is aimed not just at liberal judges, but at the bench as a whole. Joining us to discuss this shift is Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay made some very incendiary comments about judges in the Schiavo case last week. Go over those for us, will you? And what's happened since then?
Sure, Alex. He made a statement last Thursday that looked an awful lot like a threat, talking about the judges who were, by the way, Republicans and Democrats, conservative and liberal, strict constructionists and activists. But talking about all the judges involved in the Schiavo case, he said, quote, "The time will come for the men responsible for this to answer for their behavior." And then he described all the judges involved in the case as arrogant, out of control, unaccountable judiciary. Definitely sounds like a threat, and then that was almost topped by comments by U.S. Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, who made remarks on the Senate floor that explicitly connected recent acts of violence toward judges. He expressly linked those acts of violence towards what he called a sort of growing public perception that this unaccountable judiciary is making political decisions. In both cases, it sounds like DeLay and Cornyn were saying, you know, judges are bringing this kind of violence upon themselves.
Dahlia, over the weekend in Slate, you reviewed a book by a conservative commentator that levels similar charges. Tell us about this book. You make something of a point of saying people aren't paying attention to it, even though it's on the New York Times bestseller list.
That's right. The book is called Men in Black by a man called Mark Levin, who's an AM radio host and close personal friend of Rush Limbaugh. It's currently, believe it or not, number 8 on the New York Times bestseller list, which is astonishing for a book about the Supreme Court. But yet nobody other than AM radio pundits seem to be talking about it or reviewing it. It's rocketing up the list in some sense because it's similarly an attack not just on, quote, liberal activist judges, but on the entire Supreme Court. Levin makes no bones about the fact that he thinks the entire judiciary is quote, tyrannical. And he goes on and on about a court forgetting to note anywhere that 7 of the 9 members of the current U.S. Supreme Court were appointed by Republicans.
You ascribe the popularity of this book to the fact that it gets a lot of mention on right-wing talk shows. But what about the whole idea of checks and balances?
Well, that's, I think, what's most worrisome about this. You know, the judiciary is very unique among the three branches. The notion of judicial independence, the notion, particularly on the federal bench, of lifetime appointments, is based on the idea that judges don't answer to one ideological view, that they need to be free to simply interpret the law. And so when you have Congress saying we need to get judges under our control, it's very worrisome, not just to the idea of checks and balances, but to the very notion of an independent judiciary.
But politically, Dahlia, these critics are saying it's the legislature that represents the people, and these judges are getting in the way of what the people want.
And that's true. And one might think that that's the reason we have an independent judiciary. I mean, that is why there are three separate branches of government. Two of them are elected and thus accountable to the people. One is not elected. It's appointed for life. And it's intended to be a little bit above the political fray and to say we want our judges to be subject to the same kind of majoritarian controls as the other two branches of government is to undermine the whole notion of a judiciary. We may as well just make the judiciary an arm of Congress.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for our partners at Slate. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Alex.